Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
And it's Mind Food Radio with Ben and Michael. Well, Tara Hunter has a very specialised job. She's a social worker with the Family Planning New South Wales, and this segment's all about domestic violence.
That's right, and I guess with the whole White Ribbon campaign that we've seen, you know, lately with, you know, to stop violence against women. Welcome to the show, Tara.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Now, there's an increase, isn't there, in terms of, you know, the links between intimate partner violence and reproductive and sexual health?
Well, look, I wouldn't say that there's necessarily an increase. I guess what we're seeing is an increased recognition between those links. So we're basing some of our evidence on some of the studies that have happened in the United States, where they're identifying up to 30% of people that women attending family planning clinics are identifying partner violence.
Do you think, as a society, perhaps women are feeling a little more comfortable in talking about it and going to someone they trust?
We are hoping that because there is an increased discussion in the wider community, that yes, that women are feeling safer to talk about it.
Yeah.
I guess as a service, what we have just recently implemented is routine domestic violence screening. Mm-hmm. So that's a standardised set of questions for all women attending our service.
Tara, is it based on a socio-economic background, domestic violence?
No, it's not. We see it across all. Domestic violence affects all people from all walks of life.
What advice do you have for people, though, that may be listening today that might be that person you're talking about?
Well, I guess my advice would be is to talk to someone that you trust. So someone, if you've got a good general practitioner, if you've got a worker, if you attend a health service, or you can actually call the police. And there is also a 1-800-1300 domestic violence information line for New South Wales.
We've had many people on the show that, you know, have gone through this in their life, and I guess for a lot of them they got to a stage where if they didn't, you know, as you said before, they would be murdered, or they also realised that it really was affecting not only them but their family.
That's right.
And often we have realised that it's often they can see that it's affecting their children or their family around them, that was the precursor to actually doing something. What is it, though, in the psyche of a woman who has to wait till it's absolutely that bad before they act on something?
Well, I think that often women feel very ashamed, they feel embarrassed, and often part of the cycle of violence is that they're told constantly that it's their fault and that they've asked for it. Mm. So part of the cycle of abuse and part of the tactics of domestic violence, so it's not, we often see the black eye at the end in a health service, but often there are a whole range of behaviours that are going on there, and part of that is the talk that happens about women being bad people and them deserving what they're getting. So,
and then I suppose if they walk away, they leave with nothing. So there's probably that financial thing as well.
Totally. It is about survival for lots of women. And lots of women, I guess we often think that women are, they're powerless and victims. But in my experience, often these women have the most amazing skills and they have survival skills, and they're making really clear decisions about their safety. Mm. And I guess the statistics show that for women that actually leave, that puts them and their families at greater risk when they walk out the door.
I think what we as humans don't realise is how strong that human spirit is, isn't it? I think, you know, more common than not, it's you get to a point that something just has to be done. But, you know, it's great advice. I think if you can go and talk to someone, whether it is a doctor, you know, someone in a position of care and authority that you do trust, or perhaps it's
a friend
or even a family member, you know, it's just get talking about it. Tara, thank you very much for being on the show today. That was Tara Hunter, social worker from the Family Planning New South Wales.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.